Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be holy.
All right, I want to welcome everybody to Be Holy. If I can get you to just be holy for a good 30 minutes, that would be wonderful. Listen, we're going to talk about a subject today that will actually change the way you think about God. It will change the way you think about God. And see, the one thing is, we always have our own thoughts about who God is and what He requires, but we're going to talk about this today. And we're going to see what God thinks and what God requires, as opposed to what we want and what we require as human beings. Okay, so we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 6. Well, we'll start at verse number 33. Now, this is a familiar passage that most people have had or heard or memorized or held dear to their hearts, but we can still read through it and wait for God to give us something right here and right now. So verse number 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, comma, and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So let's seek first the kingdom of God. Now, in order for us to seek the kingdom of God, we actually have to know what the kingdom of God is. Now, according to the scriptures, the kingdom of God is actually human beings receiving the Holy Ghost, or God being in them, or the power of God being manifest in front of them. That is the kingdom of God. Most people, when we start talking about receiving the Holy Ghost, they automatically go to some type of Pentecostal experience. But we're not talking about a Pentecostal experience. We're talking about a way of living. When you start talking about the kingdom of God, you're talking about living as God lives, thinking as God thinks, operating as God operates. So God is a spirit, and they who worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. So if he's a spirit and he must be worshiped in spirit, that means we have to operate in the spirit. We can't operate in our flesh. See, we have to operate in the spirit. So if we're going to operate in the spirit, the only way we can operate in the spirit is to follow what the spirit says. And we don't know what the spirit says if we don't have the Holy Ghost, if we don't have the spirit within us. And like I said, most people will actually go all the way back to a Pentecost deliverance service, falling out onto the floor, or laying on of hands, and that's fine. We can do all that. But when all of the falling out on the floor and all of the dancing is over, after all the speaking in tongues is over, we still have to live right. And the only way we can live right is to seek after the kingdom. If we seek after the kingdom, we will automatically begin to live right. Now, the kingdom is receiving the Holy Ghost. Now, if we've received the Holy Ghost, there are certain things that the Holy Ghost is going to teach us after the fact. There are a lot of things. Listen, we're trying to read. Most people are trying to read the Bible for some reason, trying to read the Bible and get an understanding. You will never get an understanding from just simply reading the Bible. The Holy Ghost has to actually explain the Bible to you. The Holy Ghost has to actually explain the words that are written in that book. You're not just going to understand what's written in that book and then go home and say, hey, I got it. Or sit there and say, okay, I got it. It's done. No, the Holy Ghost has to actually give you the understanding. So the Holy Ghost reveals to us what is written. Now, if we go back to Luke chapter 24, we'll see that God has to reveal the scriptures to us. It says here that then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That they might understand the scriptures. So we have to have the Holy Ghost in order to understand the scriptures. Because if we don't have the Holy Ghost, we can't understand the scriptures, and then we can't seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is everything within the Holy Ghost. So everything that you need to know, the Holy Ghost has to give it to you. That is the kingdom. But most people only want the speaking in tongues. Most people only want the dancing. Most people only want to cry. They only want to feel goosebumps. But beyond all the goosebumps, beyond all the crying, beyond all the speaking in tongues, you have to live right. And we will not live right if God don't show us how to do that. That's living in the kingdom. That's doing kingdom work, living right. Not necessarily, you know, we can feed the hungry. We can feed those who are unfortunate or orphans. We can feed or take care of widows. We can do all of that. But before we get into all of that, we still have to live right. We still have to know what God wants us to do. So it's more than just helping the poor. It's more than that. It's a spiritual thing, remember? If we're going to seek after the kingdom, it's a spiritual thing. It is not a physical thing. Matter of fact, in this same chapter, if you go back, it tells us not to even worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to put on. It tells us that what? Seek ye first the kingdom. That's what we're supposed to do. And so people will always try to get around or circumvent what God has said because it don't agree with them. Hey, it doesn't agree with me either. And so I still have to do it. But people, we have to cave in, humble ourselves, pray, and actually seek after the kingdom of God. And then right after that, it says, and his righteousness. That is the living right part. So you can grab the tongues, you can grab the experience and receive the and speak in tongues, but you got to live right after that. You have to live right after that. I have to live right after that. We cannot, I repeat, we cannot, as the black church or any church, simply just speak in tongues and then live any kind of way we want to outside of the church, or dance in church and then live however we want to live when we leave the church. We can't do that. We are seeking the kingdom, remember? And when we seek the kingdom, we have to look after in righteousness. We have to look after our own righteousness. We have to make sure that we're in the faith. We have to check ourselves so that we can say that we are in the righteousness, that we are seeking his righteousness, that we do have his righteousness. And most people, when you start talking about righteousness, they automatically become offended because that is not what they think. They think that it's only, oh, you just lift your hands and you pray at church. But it's a living right that happens after church. That's the thing. Listen, I'm not supposed to speak in tongues at church, dance in church, usher at church, be in the choir at church, play the instruments at church, and then go and lie to people. We're not supposed to do that. We are supposed to be righteous people on every side of it. We are supposed to be righteous because why? We're seeking the kingdom and we're seeking his righteousness. And when we seek his righteousness, a lot of times you're going to find out that you're not doing certain things or that you weren't right in a certain thing before. But once you see that you have work to do, it is totally up to you. It is your duty to take that one thing that you found that is wrong. It is your duty to remove it from your life. It is my duty to remove those things that are wrong to the Lord. Well, I'm supposed to move those things or remove those things from my life. That is what we do in church. That is what we do when we receive the Holy Ghost. That is what we do when we seek after the kingdom. Listen, the main thing about going to church was never to sing songs and pray. Our main thing is coming together is to receive the Holy Ghost. Remember, it's two or three that are gathered, there I am in the midst. That Holy Ghost is in the midst. If it's two or three gathered in his name, now that's the key. You got to be gathered in his name, and then the Holy Ghost is there. But we have so many churches that are gathered in somebody else's name, in bishop's name, a sister so-and-so's name, bishop's wife's name, bishop's children's name, the choir's name, or the church's name. We're gathered in all these different names, but we're never gathered in God's name. We're not gathered in his name. That's the problem. But that's okay. We're going to fix it, though. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. We're going to fix it. It's just temporary. It's a temporary setback because we're just like those churches in Revelation. We thought we were doing okay, but we really weren't. So now we got things that we have to do because the Holy Ghost is going to tell us what we have to do and what we do in order to seek the kingdom or to seek after his righteousness. Because if we never do that, we will never, and I guarantee you, we will never be in the kingdom. He will tell us, I never knew you. And that's the key of it. I'm preaching the kingdom right now. I'm just telling you, this is what we have to do if we're going to stay in church. Now, if we're not going to stay in church, if you're not going to stay in church, do whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, and you can step out of church and stop wasting your money. Stop wasting your money. Stop getting your dry cleaning. Stop shining your shoes and buying clothes and stuff. If you're not going to do what's right, there's no need to go into church. There's no need in gathering around the saints because you're not in his name. So God is not going to show up. You can be with one of the saints. And when you're with them, you mess up the whole commandment of one or two or three gathered in his name. You mess the whole thing up. So if you want to be in church, I would suggest that you be willing to change everything there is that you find wrong about yourself. Not the pastor finding out wrong, not me finding out wrong. It's about you seeking inside yourself to find out what are the wrong things. What wrong things do I have in me? What things do I have or that I'm doing is wrong, and remove those things so that God can be with you, that you might have the kingdom, that you might be in the kingdom. There are a lot of people who think they're in the kingdom, but they're not in the kingdom. And all we can ever do is preach that people need to be in the kingdom. If you're going to be in the kingdom, you got to repent from sin. Listen, it's going to take you longer than a day or longer than 30 minutes to put away sin. That's what it's going to do. It's going to take longer than that. You can hear me talking about this thing, but it's going to take you longer. So don't think you're just going to put down sin altogether today. I would love to see that. But usually when I find people who put down sin, all sin in one day, when I see them do that, I'd never trust that. But I guess it can happen, but I don't trust it. But listen, if you're going to put away sin, start putting away sin one thing at a time. One thing you find, put it away. Find something else, put it away. Find something else, put it away. Fight against sin. Don't ever give sin. Don't give sin a way in to your family. Don't give sin a way in to your home. Don't give sin a way into your job. Don't let sin live in you and then take you over. Don't do it. Because once sin comes in, it's hard to get it out. And when you're seeking for the kingdom, that's what we're doing. We're removing the sin. Now, we got forgiveness of sin. See, the cross is going to allow us to be forgiven for the sin. But we, as people, we have to pay attention to when we sin. We have to remove all of that. Especially if we're seeking the kingdom, you have to remove all that sin. It tells us to go and get in the water to wash away your sin. But you have to, and I have to, we all have to make sure that we stay away from sin and that we don't sin, because when we do sin and we know we're sinning, that's even worse. All right, listen, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back with Be Holy. Don't go anywhere.
be holy.
Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
From the grave, Jesus rose. Yeah. With a mighty triumph for his foe.
Jesus.
Jesus rose.
From where?
From the dark domain.
And what did he do?
And he lives forever.
Yes, sir. Let me sing about it.
Jesus rose.
Oh, yes.
Jesus rose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Christ the
rose. Oh, 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 oh. Let me talk about it. I want to tell you that Jesus rose. Not a man of dying
day.
I need to try and call
his fall.
Jesus rose. The victor. From the dark domain,
and he lives forever
with the saints
to reign.
Jesus rose, oh Jesus rose,
oh
Jesus rose, Jesus
rose, Jesus
rose, with the power in his head,
Jesus rose,
oh what about it,
Jesus rose,
Jesus rose, I'm glad that take it a little bit higher.
And that was Jesus Rose from a project entitled Hashtag 40 Plus Church Songs. Hashtag 40 Plus Church Songs. The project has nothing but church songs on it. No matter what church you're a part of or what, how big your congregation is or how small your congregation is, you can sing these songs and get something started in your service. All right, let's get back to our lesson. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The key is always and his righteousness. So we seek the kingdom and we seek the righteousness of that kingdom. We live in the United States. A lot of times we don't know what righteousness is. We tend to think that righteousness is me calling someone else out or someone else calling me out, or they have a self-righteous nature, and then you don't agree with it. And because they speak out and say what's right and you might not agree with what's right, or you might not agree with them, you call it wrong. But we live in a world now where right is wrong and wrong is right. That's the world we live in. But what kingdom are we going after? We're going after the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, there is righteousness. There is righteousness. And righteousness is the only way of that kingdom. Sin will not enter that kingdom. Evil will not enter that kingdom. See, that's how I can talk about the kingdom and talk about what we're supposed to do, because I know that those who really want God are going to seek after God and his righteousness to enter that kingdom. That was the whole thought process of what was it? The Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for us. The Sabbath has everything to do with the kingdom. When God was talking about Sabbath, he wasn't talking about a specific day, a specific 24 hours. No, in the Old Testament, he was talking about a specific day, 24 hours. But in the New Testament, the Sabbath is the Holy Ghost or the kingdom of God. That is what that is. And the kingdom of God is holy. The kingdom of God is holy. The kingdom of God is righteousness. So if we're going to be righteous, we have to, and I mean we have to, receive the Holy Ghost so God can explain to us what's in the Bible. Even the Bible tells you there comes a time when you don't need a man to explain anything to you, because the Holy Ghost is the teacher. The Holy Ghost is the one who will give you the knowledge. The Holy Ghost is the only one who can tell you the mind of God, because he is God. So if you want God, you have to receive the Holy Ghost. If you want the kingdom of God, you have to receive the Holy Ghost. But before you receive the Holy Ghost, you will have to start obeying him. Because the Holy Ghost is only given to those who obey him. And if you obey him, the Holy Ghost will be given to you. But if we don't practice obeying him, we cannot ask God for the Holy Ghost, because we won't receive him. It won't be given to us. He won't be given to us if we don't obey him. So now you got to find out what is obeying him. So if you go to Matthew chapter 28, it tells us that we're supposed to teach the people the commandments of God. We're supposed to teach the people the commandments of God, not the Moses commandments, not the Ten Commandments. Those are good too. But we're talking about the commandments of Christ. Christ has a whole nother list of commandments. And some of those commandments that Christ has actually incorporates some of those that or reiterates some of those that Moses gave. But we as preachers are supposed to teach the people the commandments and then baptize them. No, not baptize them, then teach them. No, teach them and then baptize them. If the church would obey that, listen, the people here in this city would be different. But what happens is this. The preachers are so happy to see people come down. The preachers are so happy to shake somebody's hand. The preachers are so happy to see somebody attending their churches that they will just bypass what they're supposed to be paying attention to and just come on in. We baptize you and then we'll teach you later. No. The scriptures don't tell us to do that. The scriptures tell us to baptize them after we teach them, not the other way around. And people do not want to do that, because that is going to cause a problem. It will cause a problem, because now you got to think, how many years have you been teaching people after they were baptized, and the scripture didn't tell you to do that. You're supposed to teach them beforehand. Watch this. What is it? Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus Christ. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's Jesus talking. That's Jesus talking. He's telling us to teach the people. You don't teach them after you baptize them. You teach them beforehand. Why? So that they know what they're getting into. So that they know what they're getting into. It's so much of a, what do they call it nowadays? A bait and switch is what it is. Let's get them in the church. Let's put them in the choir. Let's get them on the organ. Let's get them on the pianos. And let's get them on the usher board. Let's get them in the congregation singing and praying. You until the people know what God has commanded the disciples, until they know what God has commanded of them, they don't know how to play any music to the Lord. They don't know how to sing unto the Lord. They don't know that. Listen, we have work to do. I don't care who you are and where you are. We have work to do. If we're going to build the kingdom. Well, no, wait a minute. Let's just try this. We can't build anything unless God builds the house. Those who labor, they labor in vain trying to build it. God has to build it. And how does he build it? On his word. This is what he told us to do. We do what he says. If he blesses it and the increase comes, great. If there's no increase, you still keep preaching what he said. He says to teach the people all that I've commanded of you. And once we find out, we start going through the scriptures and we find things that Jesus himself commanded, we will begin to be seek after the kingdom. But until then, we're just reading the Bible. Reading the Bible doesn't help anybody. We have to actually understand what the Spirit says. A lot of times I always run into different religious groups that say, oh, what Paul said and what Peter said and what this person said and what that person said. Listen to me. Peter didn't write anything. Paul didn't write anything. The Spirit wrote everything. The Spirit, it's all inspired by God. It's all inspired by God. So men can't write it. You want me to show you how? Okay. As much as the Bible says, don't lie and don't steal, men still do it. And it's written up against men. So men were never supposed to lie and steal, right? But they had to write it because it wasn't them writing it. It was all about the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Ghost inspired them to write. So people will always try to get around and circumvent what God has said. And it's his kingdom that's most important and his righteousness that we have to seek. No matter what we do, it's going to be there forever.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.